Tower, DJW Mobile.
UE Mobile. Hey, Dave. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing good. Making a trip to the transfer station with the dog. She's trembling like a leaf. She always does that at the beginning. That's why I'm getting her out, so that she can learn how to enjoy some travel. How you doing this morning?
Pretty good. She probably thinks she's taking her to the vet. But anyway, I'm doing pretty good. I'm up here at the camp checking things out. And just kind of tooling through the woods here a little bit in the truck. See what I can see.
I'm in from the deer camp. It must have a line of sight to the repeater. I mean, you sound full scale, full quieting.
Pretty good. Unless you're down by the river, it gets a little flaky down there, though. But, man, I'm going to tell you, it's a little bit chilly and overcast, but it is absolutely beautiful. These leaves are just, I don't remember seeing leaves this colorful for the past couple of years, but I'm telling you, it's just beautiful.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Recognizing Rusty. I know what you mean. I've been getting them up for the past few days, and they are a variety of colors. It looks like a painter's palette. Go ahead, Rusty, W4DJW.
Well, I just finished lunch and got my two jobs out of the way this morning. Now I'm headed back to the house and don't have anything till choir rehearsal later tonight. So anyway, and yeah, the leaves are all pretty, and they're all laying all over my yard, wet leaves, and the fellow that comes and takes care of that for me will be out sometime this week when they dry out a tad bit more, maybe. And because right now they're too wet to go with the leaf blower, they won't move them. It'll just get him wet. So anyway, but that's what's going on here. So good to hear you this morning, Dave. Go ahead, Chad.
Just for a second, I'm gonna step out here. Looks like a bear may have flipped my boat or something. Give me like 3 minutes, and I'll be right back. Just let me go check this out. Just stand. Y'all go ahead.
I'm getting eaten by a bear. I know there's been bear up there before. So, Rusty, I've been getting those wet leaves up every day. I've got green grass that I don't want those leaves laying on. And since they've been coming down every day, there's a ton of them. It's a whole lot easier to keep a thin layer of them up than it is to get a thick layer of them up.
It is. My back won't let me do that. I tried to do it the other day, and after 15 minutes, I've got a good blower and everything else, but after 15 minutes, my back said, uh-uh. Go sit down somewhere, take something for the pain, and stop what you're doing, idiot. So, but this fella comes, he goes to church with me, and he does my lawn in the summertime when it needs mowed, and he does my grass, and mows the grass in the summer, and in the wintertime, he blows the leaves around for me. For $30, I can't beat it, and, it saves me from ending up in the hospital, maybe.
Is the straps on your back or one you have to carry around with your arm?
Around with your hand and arm, so, yeah, I don't have the back one, but, I couldn't afford that one. I got a good deal on the other one, so it's a gas. So, anyway, well, this new company over here, whatever it's going to be, they're paving all the drives and everything today and getting all the asphalt down and connecting it up to the road over here.
Welcome back, Chad. That's good, Rusty. That one you carry around on your arm is tough. Go ahead, pick it up, Chad.
Rusty, I can't remember. Good morning again, sir. So I came up here to get my tower, so I got in the back of the truck and figured I'd go ahead and check things out. But this bear's back, and it just baffles me. I thought bears hibernated this time of year, but this thing has got, he's got bear hair all over the doors and windows, and got my boat flipped upside down, so I don't know. He's back to pestering me, I guess.
Quick.
Well, hey, Chad, maybe he wants to be your buddy, so he keeps coming around, maybe he'll make, so he can make friends with you, and, give you another pet for you to care for. What do you think, Dave?
Particular bear is a pest. pests, and he's going to be a pest. And I know you've been dealing with ways to get rid of him, but I don't know. Have you maybe bear spray or something like that? Maybe a booby trap that triggers a can of bear spray, run him off. Have you tried anything like that, Chad?
About 3 years ago, he got pretty close up on me. It's adding a lean-to there on the cabin. And he came right up to the work trailer. And I tried to make myself look big, and he didn't. He was not intimidated at all. He dropped his head and dropped his ears, and straight to the truck I went. And I stayed in the truck there for a little bit. He walked around the truck for 4 or 5 minutes. Just he was not concerned at all. So I decided to go on into town. Maybe he'd be, you know, done messing with me by the time I got back. So I got in the truck and drove all the way to the top of the hill. And he followed the truck. I filmed him on video. He followed me all the way to the gate. So I don't know what to think about that. I really don't. I called game management, and they seem to say no, that's just not normal behavior. But he's a pretty big boy, and I figure he's big enough to be what he wants to be. So when they get like that, I don't know that I won't be friends with them, Rusty.
I can guarantee you, you don't want to. You can't get the game folks from DNR to come on out and crank him and move him somewhere else so he gets him off of your property or gets him away from you there, because he could be dangerous.
Yes, they did come up and talk with me for a little bit. Sent up a young fella up from with DNR that was doing some kind of study with Clemson University. And they, you know, won't know if I had any, you know, feed corn or anything out here. Well, I do. I've got deer feeders out here. I don't hunt. I just take pictures of them with the game cams. And he said, oh, well, there's your problem right there. You're gonna have to get rid of the deer feeders. So, I enjoy my pictures now. I'm not gonna do that because I just don't stay up here. But when I do stay up here, it's can get a little weird sometimes. Let me let this thing drop. A 20-gallon deer feeder that's got a little, you know, flapper wheel on the bottom of it, and it comes on every so many days and throws some corn out. Well, from the road, the bear. He picks that thing up and he spins it like a circus ball. And, like, I mean, he just dumps the whole barrel out, picks it up off the tripod. He does what he wants. You know, he's never really bothered me as far as trying to, you know, bite or anything. But, you know, it's his place. I get it. But I don't want you messing with me that close. You know, at all. And he got in my truck one night. And I have to tell you about that. Brand new truck, got in the cab of it.
You gotta unload W4DJW.
I'll Chad's tail another time, because I'm about to pull in the yard. I'm gonna get where this is. I'm not reading the repeater real good right now. I think I got a loose antenna. Anyway, take it easy, and I'll catch up to you later. KO4NUE with W4DJW. W2T clear.
That's 73, Dave. I'll talk with y'all later. Didn't mean to be so long-winded. KO4NUE clear.
UE, W4DJW. You still there, Chad?
Yeah, I'm still here, Dave. Go ahead.
No, that was a good timing. you let up right about the time I finished backing into the unloading area. So that was good. But I had to get out and unload. Although there's nobody there waiting. I mean, on Wednesdays, you can, kind of like the bear, you can do what you want, you know?
Yeah, but it's all good. I don't, you know, I try not to get too upset about it, because he's just doing his thing. That's all. But you have to be watchful, because you never know. You never know. But I don't think he'd bother me though.
Well, I think that's good to be cautious of him. I know when we go up to the repeater site, I'm always aware of a bear showing up on site. I always keep that gate closed when I'm inside there. And Johnny and Landon make fun of me. But they're prepared for if one did come in there and he did get bad, they're prepared. They've got an equalizer. I don't usually carry my equalizer around with me up there, though.
Well, I'll send you some pictures. I got some pretty good pictures of it. And I got some pretty good pictures of a mama cub, mama bear with four cubs. As soon as I get back to the house, I'll shoot pictures of four cubs. You ever heard of that?
Extremely rare. Extremely rare. But I guess it does happen. It reminds me of my in-laws. I was over a beach mountain, and Maggie and I took Maggie down the gravel road. And on our way back, we were turning in the driveway, and to my right was Bambi. And Maggie was looking at Bambi, the spotted deer, you know, the little baby deer, spotted deer. And I'm immediately started looking around, well, where's Mama? And I looked to my left, and I saw Mama to my left and Bambi to my right. Now, that's a bad position to be in, you know what I mean?
Right. You are right. But listen, bud, I pulled up here at the shop, so I'm going to go in and get some supplies and all. So let me get on, and I'll be in here a while, so I'll talk at you later. But I'll send the pictures to you. You get a kick out of it. 73, Dave. Have a wonderful day. Scale 4 in UEM. Clear.
All right, Chad. Have a good one. Good talking to you. And don't get hurt inside that shop. Be careful. KI4LZI, Andy, you listening? Call W4DJW. 4DJW Mobile.
4NUE, KA5WLL. If you're still there, I'd like to see those pictures too of the bears. 73, take care. Hello, Dave, KA5WLL.
Were you on the air when Jim Milton was on the air?
Don't believe so, sir.
Okay, he worked at Honeywell. He was a test engineer. KI4MSA was his call sign. So I thought you might have been on the air at the same time that he was. Anyway, I passed him in Greer, and he gave me a telephone call. I haven't talked to him in years. And Andy asks about him every now and then. I told him to surprise us and put a radio in his car. So we might be hearing him again. It's been a long time since he's been on the air.
I may have been on the air. I just don't remember the call sign offhand, but I don't know. But, yeah, that would be nice to hear more people on the air. Was on this weekend and didn't hear a whole lot this weekend, but the weather was pretty bad, or not the greatest in the world anyways. But we were doing Guardian Watch down at the cemetery over the weekend and didn't hear very many people on. That's where I was checking into the net over the weekend.
He came in at the same time Gary and I came in. My original call was KI, and Gary is KI, and Jim is KI. So we all came in at about the same time, which was about 20 years, going on 20 years ago. And you're being a KA, is that your original call? Because that means you've been a ham radio operator a lot longer than we were.
I first got licensed in 85, and that's my original novice license.
85, that's a long time. You started 20 years before we started.
I was active when I was out in Oklahoma. I was pretty active, and then in the military I was active, and then once I got doing the county job, and I was on the radio almost 24 hours a day at that point, and I kind of dropped out around the early 2000s, I guess it was, and now I'm trying to get back into it more.
You dropped out of it about the same time that Gary and Jim and Steve, I don't know if you remember Steve, KB0KBJ, but he was here at the same time. You were starting to get back in, I guess. No, you dropped out the time we were starting to get back in. That explains it.
I moved here in the Greenville area in 92, and I've been a member of the radio club almost continuously since then, 92 to 2000 something, and then dropped out and got back into the radio club around 2016-17 time frame.
That explains it. I wondered how you had a KA call and I didn't remember you from back then. But that's I was switching jobs in 2016 from Bank of America to Bank of Japan. And when I switched a job like that, it took a lot of effort. It's long days. So I wasn't on there too much in 2016 because, you know, that's like you get up with the sun and you go to bed with the sun.
And you were working the third shift hour, getting swing shift, and then I was on permanent nights with the EMS from, I started EMS in 2002 to 2020. Working pretty much predominantly night shift there. But, I was wondering how you got the W4 call sign, and I didn't remember you from earlier, so I was wondering about the same thing.
W4D, and his last two letters were GP. And everybody in the neighborhood knew W4DGP. All the kids, everybody knew that call sign. They knew that tag on the back of his car. And so, you know, ham radio to me has been all my life W4DGP. So I figured it'd be cool to have a W4D call, and then I used the common letters that are our initials. His name was Jerry Watson, JW, and my middle initial is J, so so that kind of worked out pretty good. It kind of carried that over from my dad being the ham radio operator the whole time I was growing up to transferring that over to me.
Yeah, I got in before vanity call signs were a thing, or at least before they became that easily to obtain. They were quite a process back when they first started out. But anyways, I thought about changing my call sign over the years and never saw one that I really liked, but I just kind of kept the KA and never, when I did my upgrades, I never did the automatic change. So it's kind of unique to hear Alpha call sign, Alpha in the call sign anymore. You don't hear very many of them.
I go way back to hear that. My mom got her call when I was still in high school, and she's a KC. Or she was a K. No, it was after that. It's after high school. Anyway, she got her ham after her ham license after I moved out, but still a long time before me, but not as early as you. But her call sign was KC. And my dad had several of them. I was going through his stuff. He had Michigan call sign. I think that's where he got his first one. And then when he moved down here, he had to change it so it would be sticking with the region. So he went to, when he changed it, it was W4 from W5 or W something 5 up there. Anyway, it's interesting. But I'm putting it in the driveway, and the dog notices that we are at home, and she is ready to get out. So I'm going to let you go, Leroy. Good talking to you. KA5WLL, W4DJW.
Understandable. You take care, Dave. We'll talk to you later. W4DJ, or W4, Christian, WD4JW, KA5WLL, 73.